Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the word of God, episode 60. Let's go back to our fundamental scripture, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." That is the word of God. That is the power in the word. So in the previous episode, I was talking about what happens for the word of God to appear not to have power in our lives. So I said that if you are speaking the word is you're spinning it, coming out of your mouth from every part of you, but your life is out of sync with God's word. You're living a contradiction of the word. What you're doing, how you live, is not what the Bible says it should be. I mean, but God should understand. I've tried my best. I've tried to be married, and now I have to sleep with somebody and have a baby because you know my age. What is this? Prophetess, you don't understand. I don't understand. So you will tell God that, God, you don't understand. God really, really understands and knows what is going on in your life. But his word can never be broken. The word can never be broken. And if I'm going to be one who will be speaking the word, my life must be in agreement, or else the word will look as though it's not powerful. But it's I. That means that you are the one, you made the word not to have power in your lives. Although you are speaking it out and you are claiming all the promises and you are saying the word and you are claiming the word, but it's not working because your life is out of sync with it. Sometimes it's just because you refuse to talk to somebody in particular. He said to you and he said, "I will never, never forgive this person." No, it cannot be that way. And so be talking God's word, it does not work that way. Another way that that makes the word appear as though the word is not working is when we live in the reason realm, the reasoning world. So when I began to this whole episode, I it was for a reason that I began to talk about Darwin's theory and the Big Bang theory and all those things that people have been spinning in this world and saying because of those things the Bible is not true. If you live in that realm, in fact, you have a tough time. Those who live in the world of reasoning. Sometimes you've been to school for, what is there anything wrong with PhD? No, you should press for the best. Do your best. Yes. But sometimes when you go through the knowledge of the five senses, or gathering of knowledge through the five senses, where you are taught in school that you be seeing is believing, that when you see this, then you can measure it. You go to the science laboratory, then somebody says, "Put God in the laboratory, the test tube, so that I can see God." What are you saying? God should go into a test tube, and that is the only way you believe God. So people live in the reasoning realm. If you live there, everything that you read in the Bible, unless you see it, unless you feel it, unless you smell it, unless you can taste it, then you cannot believe. It's going to be a very, very tough life. Then someone like that now begins to get desperate and throws the Bible and say, "Bible is impossible to understand." The Bible is not impossible. You are standing in the realm called reasoning realm. And in that realm, you refuse to believe what is written because it does not conform to what you were taught in school. But God will not conform to what you were taught in school. If God will conform to what you were taught in school, then God cannot be God. Even look at some big companies, they will not conform to what you want. They will give you their terms. They will tell, if you want to work here, if you want to, this is what you have to do, this is what you have to provide, and you will do that for them. But when it comes to the Bible, you look at it and say, no, I don't believe, I don't think so, because God should go into a test tube before you believe. So the reasoning world, when you live there, it means that you will not have fellowship with God. And being out of fellowship with God, then the word of God loses its power, or it seems to lose its power. It won't work as it should work. So I believe that these things I'm speaking into your life is helping you, and you're not going to live in the reasoning world. You will live in the realm of faith, where you say, God says it, I believe it, and that settles it. Bye.